Okay. Welcome to the spring. Where is that? As usual. It takes a minute. Oh, here it is. Sir.
Okay.
Let's see someone.
let's ask if someone don't know what is the story of this song. What do you think the song talk about?
Maybe someone even knows the song maybe beforehand.
Maybe, yeah.
Someone knows the song? Someone heard that before?
Even I don't know it.
Even Ruhama don't know it. Okay.
So nobody knows.
Good.
Okay,
that's a good one for the
song talk about.
We want to hear it. What do you think the song is talking about?
Is it from a show? Is it from a musical at all?
Okay, so it's not a musical. It's not a musical. We'll see in a minute from where it is. That's not a. It's not also a play. It's a special kind of performance that we'll talk about in a minute. It's related to the army. We'll explain in a minute why. But what is the meaning of the song? We all just heard. What do you think?
What is the song talking about? What we heard?
A garden, a spring garden.
A garden, there's a spring garden. There are many, many...
All the different spring flowers are coming up and blooming. You mustn't stand on them or destroy them.
Let's, you know what?
Not destroy them.
Let's hear that. Let's hear the lyrics. This time we're going to do it a little differently. Maggie?
Oh, I think that she doesn't want to be touched, you know? She doesn't want to be touched. People want her. Yeah, she feels like she's an animal or a pet.
Oh, not this. Wait, let's see. Let's share the screen with all the.
Not this again.
I don't know why there is a bug in Zoom. I don't know why. What happened in Zoom? That every time I'm trying to share the screen, I'm pressing one screen, And it moved to the other one. Let's try again. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Okay, now we see it. Let's go for a minute through the lyrics. Oh, by the way, this is called the Vals, Waltz for Plant Protection. Vals lehaganat ha-tzomeach.
By?
Written and composed by our beloved Naomi Shemer. Which you probably heard about. Her name more than that. We'll talk about it in a minute. This was performed, this specific song now, this performance was performed originally by the Nachal band, or in Hebrew, Lehakat HaNachal. I see Ruchama is nodding. Some of you are nodding. We'll talk about them also, who are exactly the Nachal band. Thank you, Ruchama. Noar Chalutzi Lochem. Thank you. There was the youth that are combating combat youth, whatever, Chalutzi. It was released in 1967. This is the song, the performance we just heard it from 1967. We want to go through the lyrics before we jump into the story of the song, of the composer, of the lyrics, of the poet. Let's go through the lyrics again and try to explain me exactly what you think the song is talking about. All right? Here you see. Just go with it with your eyes. Just let us know what you think the song is talking about.
What was the question?
What is the song talking about? We can go through the lyrics.
Well, that's very interesting because it also belonged to a group that I was part of it, and it's called Chevra LaHaganat HaTeva.
Exactly. Okay, please keep that in mind because we will talk about Chevra LaHaganat HaTeva also in a minute, Ruchama. Wonderful, wonderful. So do you know what he's talking
about?
Exactly. Anyone understand what the song is talking about? We're still waiting. Should we give them a hint?
Maybe she's a Sabra.
Maybe she is.
She is. A Sabra.
A Sabra. Okay, a Sabra. So this song, which on first glance seems to be talking about
flowers.
Spring, yeah, flowers. This song is actually about sexual harassment. Okay? This
now,
song is about sexual harassment.
Read
yeah,
again the lyrics and understand more why we say that and why it's talked about.
The law doesn't care about me. No one is watching over me. If only I had some petals, so my situation would have been different. Naomi Shemer, yeah.
Maybe we can say also that the flowers that we need to save, it's symbolized to, at the same time, women, teenagers, in the 15 and 16,
in the 50s, in the 60s in Israel. Let's talk about it before that.
So maybe it symbolizes the against, because here we save the flower. We want to save them, not to touch. And Naomi Shemer bring us something about the women at this time. So let's read what we understand from these lyrics about this time.
Yes. So the song, Vals LaHaganat HaTzomeach, the Vals for HaGanat HaTzomeach, as we say, written and composed by Naomi Shemer. She passed away in 2004. You probably know her very, very well from Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. Yeah? You all know Yerushalayim Shel Zahav.
Different songs.
Or from other, exactly, from other songs as well. Shirat HaSavim, Lu Yehi, many, many, many other very famous, very important Israeli songs. We could have not just finished this season without bringing her also. And performed by the Nachal Band. This is the Nachal Band, as you can see, all the soldiers. We'll talk about them also. And
some of them we know already. Arik Einstein is here.
Arik Einstein, we heard him in the second in our second song about the convoy song. We heard Arik Einstein.
Here
there
are
more
the
also.
Right.
Yeah. And there are also more more singers that started in the army then and continued. This is the cover of the album. As Bonnie asked, if that's from a show or from a play, then it's not a play and not a show, but in the army back then, when we had in Tzahal, there were many what we call bands. So they entertained the soldiers when the soldiers went on wars, when they had to guard places, or they had to cross the lines, the borders, to do some stuff. Then they were special soldiers that were formed into a band. Almost every unit had its own band, And they went up and performed for them. So it wasn't a show, it wasn't a play. Those kind of bands had their original songs they wrote or composed, or someone else wrote and composed, like in this in that case. And they went to them and they had kind of a play or kind of a show where they performed it in front of all the soldiers. This is a picture of this kind of a show. You can see this is the Lakat HaNachal, the band, the Nachal band. You can see here the girls and the boys are kind of performing. This is right in the desert somewhere. You can see all the soldiers with their weapons. This is how it was back then. We need to understand that Tzahal wanted to invest in entertainment for the soldiers that were back then. And Naomi Shemer, that wrote the song, said, I have to write something to stop the sexual harassments in IDF. In Tzahal, but not only in Tzahal, but specifically in Tzahal. Because back then...
Just to talk about that, to know that it's happened and something going on here. We can't just be in silence. We can't just close our mouths. We need to talk about that. It's not normal. And also, in this time, all the solidarity and all the...
commanders
was kilo, everyone was proud of them. They are they fight in the war and they are wow, but also they did some things that is not good.
So just to explain what we're talking about, how it was the climate in Tzahal, I think it's almost like that in any army in the world when you have a group of many men that are young. And they're going through this pressure. Then Tzahal experienced very, I would say, negative way of the men, the men soldiers treating the female soldiers, the women soldiers back there in the units. Usually the men were the combat soldiers and the women were those in the office, were those who's doing all the behind the scenes kind of the administrative kind of work. And there was a lot of tension. We're talking about the 50s, the 60s, between the men and the women. And some things that today we know are not legit anymore, back then were very legit. There were songs that soldiers would sing during meals, in their lunch, in the cafeteria, about one of the girls in their unit. Or they would talk about one of the girls in a very harsh way. It was very, very, very common.
You don't just a hero in the war. You hero that you... gain a good girl. So she wanted to stop this message. No, right. It's not normal. We need to change that. It's not the good message that we feel.
And she decided that the best way to change this, or just to try to talk about the issue back. We're talking about 67. Yeah, think about it. There's no Me Too. There is no kind of movement that's trying to stop all those very, very bad things. And she said we need to do it. She said the best way to do it is through entertainment of to the soldiers themselves. It was very, very, very smart. She said she thought about the idea of comparing the soldiers, the girls, to flowers. That flowers are not allowed. You're not allowed to pick the flowers. You're not allowed to touch the flowers. Why? Because she opened one day. She opened the newspaper. She saw this kind of advertisement, which was very. I see that Ruchama is nodding because she was part of HaChevra LeHaganat HaTeva, which is the company.
What is meant?
Yeah, the company that guards and saved the nature in Israel back then, also until today. They wrote down in many open areas and restricted areas. You know, Ezrach veChayal. It says here a citizen or a soldier. Gam kan, also here. Shmor al pirchei habar. Also here. Keep and save all the wild flowers. Toda, thank you. That was all around Israel. It appeared in the news. It appeared in the newspapers. And she said, she tells a story that one time, right, Pril? You told me that she opened the newspaper, right? And she saw on one page, she saw this... this ad. And on the other side, she read an article of one of the commanders that assaulted many, many, many girls that were underneath. And she said, how come we as a society were keeping and guarding the nature, but we're not guarding the people? And many, many people... all the way until I think today. Not many people know that this is exactly the meaning behind the lyrics. Some people still think it's because it's not very explicit, right?
Also,
it's not
in very the clear. Elementary school, before Tu Bishvat or before Pesach, We right. know this song. It's talk about the flowers. We go outside to a tree
it's about the
to
spring,
see
yeah.
The flowers, and we don't really know the meaning.
Right, right. Not really low. But she really, I would say, in her genius, she managed to seem in between the sentences and the courses some messages that she tried to convey in very interesting ways. Just for example, in this line, sir, be careful, don't touch the iris. Now, iris, this is a very
common... It's a name of woman.
It's a very common name back then in Israel of women. And that's also a name of the flower. All right, so don't touch the iris. So she tried to convey the message, not as explicit as it can be in our in the 21st century now, in 2022. But back then, in 1967, that was, I think, the best she could manage to do that by hiding the messages beneath the lyrics themselves and beneath the compression of flowers and nature to what exactly happened there.
This part, look what yeah. happened to me along the way. Everyone passed.
Yeah, everyone passes, snatches, picks, braids a bouquet.
And if I only wear an animal or a flower,
yeah, then my situation would have been different in that sense. And she managed to do that, and it actually helped. It actually worked. It took time. Do you want to tell about the law that they legislated afterwards?
30 years, and then.
After the song was released, we're talking about this 1998. We're talking about 30 years after the song was released. And Israel, the Knesset, has legislated, registered a law called talking about sexual harassment in general in the army, not only. And they called it, as we say here in the Hebrew, והחוק שאומר כאן אסור לכתוב, and the law that says it is forbidden to pick here. The name of the law is it is forbidden to pick here, based on Naomi Shemer's songs and lyrics. So she succeeded in what she tried to do here, but it took 30 years to change it. It took 30 years to change it until it became a law registered with everything that with all the ramifications regarding it. This is about the lyrics and about the song. We do want to spend some time talking about also Naomi Shemer and about the Nachal Band a little bit, because they're worthwhile talking about. I see that Debbie Setting, we need her sing piped into Canadian military. If you need it also, then you can borrow the song into English here. Now there's English translation to that. You want to say that you won?
Yeah, but we want to start at the beginning. Oh. She grew up in Kibbutz Kinneret, next to...
the Kinneret.
The Kinneret. her family, not father and siblings, just the cousin and all of the big family, nispu b'shoah.
They died in the Holocaust.
They died in the Holocaust. She visited them 4 years before the Holocaust. And she writes also songs about families and Holocaust. She, after the school, she wanted to not go straight to the army, to learn music and then go to the army. In the kibbutz, some people not really like this, but she did that, and she went to Tel Aviv to learn a few years music, and then she moved to Jerusalem. And then she came back to the kibbutz, to the Kinneret, teach the children there some stuff of music. And then she went to the army. In the army, she was a psanterit.
She was she played the piano in the army. She was a part of a band.
Yeah.
Yeah, of a musical band, just like this Nachal band, but not the Nachal band. She was part of other bands, and she played the piano there, and she started writing songs and more and all of this. And after, many years after, she decided to collaborate. And that's not the only song she collaborated with the army to do so, but this is one of the most famous ones, the most influential ones.
To the Lakot Zvayot and the Tatron.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Lehakat Zvayit, which is a military band. Why would exactly the military have a band? I mean, that's not what I did in the army, and that's not how many of my friends did in the army. if you play the guitar, you're not necessarily going to be taken to play the guitar in the army. So how what exactly is a band, and what who were the Nachal band? So back then, again, we're saying that the army invested many shekels in order to entertain the soldiers wherever they were. The IDF and the commander thought it's worthwhile entertaining them, because there were hours and hours of they were bored, or they felt like they need to, release some stress that they had back then. So they were many different bands. The Nachal band, which is named after just what Ruhama said, which is one of the units, as we say, plugot, in Tzahal, was their band was the most successful of all. Was the most successful. Everyone, if you were a singer, exactly. If you were a singer back then in the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, and you wanted to succeed in the Israeli, I would say, mainstream, the Israeli culture afterwards, and you want to be heard of, you had to be recruited to this band and to play from them, because that was that was your jump into popularity back then. And actually it worked, because many, again, of our best known Israeli singers of all times were actually part of those bands. There's many here, Yossi Banai, and we're talking about Sassi Keshet, names that are not necessarily saying something, but also Arik Einstein, many other boys and girls, Yoram Gaon, many of those names tells you something. All of those were part of the Nachal band back there in the 60s. That's where when they thrived and flourished, and they were very, very, very successful. Something happened, 80s, the beginning of the 90s, and those kind of bands, you know, the music taste kind of changed. People could now listen to the music on their Walkmans, and they could start listening to tapes. You didn't really need the radio or the army in order to entertain you. You started listening to music from international singers, and they started to, their popularity, they started to decrease until I think this year or last year. Well, really, in the last couple of years, the Ramatkal, the head of the head of Tzal, decided to close all of the bands in Tzal. There are no more bands in Tzal. There is one band that is singing sometimes, but that's not their main thing to do.
Now we're coming to hear a singers that famous before the army, and then they come to do the serve in the army to be a singer in the army, but not a band.
Right. There's no band anymore. Every 17-year-old girl that is now famous on YouTube, she's being recruited to the army as a singer, and she goes and performs in different places. So the army is still investing in entertainment of soldiers, just not in that way. But Baruch Hashem, we have all the beautiful music that those bands, the Hakot HaTzvayot, those bands of the army, of the military, provided to us and wrote down.
I want to add a small thing about Naomi Shemer that I forget to add. If you go to Israel and you want to go to the theater and to saw...
To the what?
To watch...
To the theater?
To theater, yeah.
To theater.
With TH. And you want to watch a musical, a beautiful musical, Israeli. So there is a Simane Derech. How do you...
Simane Derech, that's called like marks during the... Simane Derech, that's the name of it.
Of Naomi Shemer.
That's a play.
All the beautiful songs and beautiful music. Wow. It's amazing. You have to go there if you want to hear
That's Habima?
Ken, Habima.
Habima. Yes. The Israeli National Theater in Tel Aviv. They play this play. It's called Simane Derech. Priel saw that. I mean, I didn't.
But that they showed that.
Yeah, and that's all Naomi Shemer's songs, also this
and
one and many
others.
And the
story about Naomi Shemer, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, this is Simane Derech. And she won before she passed away. She won, this is Naomi Shemer right here, she won the Israeli Prize, which is the highest prize that you can be rewarded to in Yom HaTzma'ut, in Independence Day, with other very, very important figures in Israel. But she really, really has a very, I would say, very strong footprint in Israeli culture.
And also now there is a street and schools that the name is based on Naomi Shemer.
They call Naomi Shemer in schools, and her role is very, very, very important. And we think there is no better, character to close this first 10 songs of Song of the Week. Was it? And just before we're going to listen again to that song, then we really want to say Toda Rabba and thank you. Those of you who joined us after our introduction, we said that this is our 10th song. Who would believe it? This is our 10th song of the Week. And we're going to go on a break. And we're going to meet again after Pesach with a new season of Song of the Week. We said we're planning a very special program for Yom HaZikaron, for the Israeli Memorial Day. An extended, it's going to be an hour with three songs and stories about soldiers, and it's going to be a very interesting program. We're going to send out all information and flyers, Bezrat Hashem, God willing, very soon. Anyway, we want to thank you very much for participating every week in the past 10 weeks. We really enjoyed it. We will continue enjoying it. It's not a goodbye. We're just going to go on a little break, on a short break. We really enjoyed it. We hope you enjoyed it also. We prepared, and we will send it out, a list, like a playlist with all the 10 songs that we listened so far. It's going to be on Spotify and YouTube and on Apple Music. We will send out the links so you can listen to all of them with the lyrics, with the pictures, with the recordings, with everything that we've done so far. And we want to thank you again. It's not taken to granted. Come every and each week for 30 minutes. You know, we know we're all busy in those times of in this time of the day, and we really, really appreciate it. So thank you for this privilege to and the schut to have and do that.
And we will play now again the song. Yeah, and yeah. If you have something to say or
we're
to
gonna
ask,
stay here.
We want to hear.
We're gonna stay here. So thank you for that. And remember, next week no class. We'll meet after Pesach. So, on that note, let's listen. I think it's very different now after we know what the song is talking about to re-listen to it. It really changed the meaning of the song, and you can notice all the different hints that now Naomi Shamer tried to seem. And we will send, We will send another. Yeah, there's many, many other performances to this specific song. That's original one. We'll send more in the coming email that you will all receive. Thank you very, very much.
If you have a question.
We're here for questions, for notes, whatever you have.
I have a question.
Yes, Claudette.
You know, you said they made a law in Israel to protect the young women. How much of that law is enacted, and did it improve things, and what are the penalties for it?
Okay, so unfortunately, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't exactly know all the, not yet. I don't exactly know, never say never. I'm not exactly familiar with all the small details of the law, but of course it helps. I mean, now that you know that if someone is accused with sexual assault, that he can sit, I don't know, for 15 years in jail, it's threatening him for not doing it, if like it's not, you cannot compare it without having a law at all, right? Is it really, I don't know, severe enough, and maybe it should be more severe? I don't know. I'm not familiar with the law, with the letter of the law itself. But for sure it helped. For sure. I can tell you as a soldier, now in 2022, we're in a different generation. This and Me Too and everything, we're in a different generation. Back then, there was no Shabbos. We're talking about, I think, until the 90s, yeah? Until the 90s, there was no Shabbos. Shabbos meal in the cafeteria with the army, with all the soldiers, that they're not everyone standing up and singing a very offensive song on one of the girls. Everyone together. Today, nothing. Nothing, not everywhere, but in most part of the army, nothing. And not only that, you could get your commander can punish you if you're doing that.
I went to the university, and you have to do every year a test about this topic and to understand what is the law and what you can do or say.
Yeah,
and
also in the army. Also in the army.
Every year in the university, you have to do that. The student and the marzim.
And the lecturer. Yeah. We have this also from the law. Every year you need to go through the test, and you need to see that you know what the law means and what exactly are the things that are considered counted as sexual harassment.
And if you want to share, or you have every time.
Yeah, there is a phone that you can call. That's a man or a girl that
everywhere.
Failed. It's a different generation. Baruch Hashem, that's we're in a way better situation today. In the army, but also outside the army. Way better situation today. And many of that, again, thanks to the law, registered by this. Just see how one song written by Naomi Shemer can change the entire situation in the country, which is, I think, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you. Any notes, questions? We're here. Did the song make an impact? Less sex harassment. So yeah, we just answered. It has been so enjoyable. Thank you very much. Thank you. Too bad not here. Bezrat Hashem in Canada also. God willing. God willing in Canada also. Any questions? Notes? Okay, very nice. Okay, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
We enjoyed it very much. And we will see you again after Pesach with another song. Bezrat Hashem. Stay tuned to be continued.
Lo
nafsik lashir. Never stop singing.
Lo
nafsik lashir.
Happy.
We'll Bezrat Hashem. Yeah.
Chayav, Ruchama, chayav lahavi tashir hazeh.
Thank you. Keep singing.
It's a mangina hazot, lo?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe that's the name of the song. Lo nafsik lashir. No, that's another one. That's another song that you're talking about.
Now that's going to be in your head for the next.
That's going to be in our head. Yeah, now we know the next song. And it was spoiler alert. If you know the song, don't come next. But no, you can come next time. Yeah, we'll figure that out. Bezrat Hashem. And have a happy and kosher Pesach.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you all. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Tada. Really,
thank you.